Ladies and gentlemen, Sashika Dhawan is here to address the press conference. Please raise your hand and wait for your turn. And use the mic as well. Yes, Devish.
Shikha, last game of the tour, it's been a long tour, and a quick recap, it's important to finish it on a high note and a big final finishing of this tour.
Yeah, it will be a big final tomorrow and going to be a very interesting game for both the teams, and of course we're looking forward for it and looking forward for an exciting game tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you are able to get the one-day title as well as the test title, what would that mean?
It will mean a lot to us, and it's always good to come over here and get win under the belt, and winning both test series as well as if we win tomorrow, going to be a big achievement for us, and of course we're going to value it and cherish it.
Third pacer in like Khalil in the first ODI and how good game, Siraj in second ODI and how good game. Is that a worry or the third pacer?
That's all right. If they
is that a worry that the third pacer is not coming off?
See, not a worry. They just came in, their young blokes, and of course we backed them, and that's how they're gonna learn when they play against a good side. If they go for runs, that's where when they, you know, lift up themselves as well as think more about their game and strategies, and that's how they'll become more mature players. So it's good that they're getting chances over here, and see, it's not a worry or anything. It's all right. It happens, and you know, even in last game, if one win for run, but we end up chasing the turtle very nicely, so it's all right. Yeah.
Shikhar, seeing this article that you've written about how you spend a lot of time with your family, first Christmas and all that, but what's your cricketing preparation been like during the test series? Like,
So I had 5-6 weeks off and I was training hard. My trainer gave me training schedule, so I was following that, and it was good because looking forward for the World Cup, it was a good break for me, so I can be fresh and strong till the World Cup, and I was doing my skill work as well, and yeah, now I'm happy back in the side playing matches, and yep, ready to go.
With your batting, like, yeah, physical training is one thing, like, how do you keep yourself in rhythm, like longish gap between the last time you played?
I feel my rhythm is there, the way I was hitting the ball yesterday. I can sense it. I always feel it, how my batting is going, as I said, that I was practicing as well, and it's good that I got a break. It is very important to take a break and feel fresh, which we usually, Indian cricket, we don't get that much of a break, so we're not used to it, but it's good, and it's good that I'm fresh and I'm looking forward for the matches over here, then New Zealand series coming up. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Shikha, could you explain the drill you were doing and trying to use the tennis balls?
Yeah.
Could you explain what that is?
That's a drill to keep my muscle memory or my reflexes quick for bouncers, as Australian got fast bowlers, I am quick fast bowlers. So as opener, I make sure that my reflexes are quick, and even my decision making gets stronger. So it's a repetitive drill, and yeah, so I like doing it.
Are you expecting some short balls tomorrow?
They're always anywhere we play nowadays, of course, two bounces are allowed. So it's a good weapon for bowlers and a good opportunity for me to score runs on bouncers as well. So I have to be prepared.
Leading into the World Cup, do you think that obviously the top three has been amongst stunts, has been pretty successful for India's success in recent times, and now MS Mahimai also getting into some runs and Ambati Raidu. So it's all as well for the Indian team going into the World Cup, still a few more matches to go.
Yep, absolutely. It was great to see a good team performance in the last game, especially, you know, and Dhoni Bhai performing well in both the games. And it's good to, we're very happy that Dhoni Bhai, you know, getting his touch back. And because his stature, of a player of his stature, and the way his presence or the way he plays the game with so much of experience, so much of calmness, gives so much of confidence to the other end batsmen as well. And it is very important for us. Even Dinesh played a great knock in the last game. So good thing is we got all fit players as well as very mature players, very experienced. So that makes us a strong batting unit. And of course, we guys have been performing consistently very well in past few years. And yeah, hopefully keep doing the same way in the coming years as well.
Yes. Shikha, what have you made of the balance in Australia's batting lineup, and especially having Glenn Maxwell batting at seven?
See, Australia got a good all-round side. They got a good balanced side, and of course, from start, Aaron Finch is a great batsman. Then on the other end, he's a new. कमर दूसरी साइड पे कौन आता होगा एरन फिंच के साथ
बैंड्रॉफ
अच्छा या सो या एंड आई फील दैट ऑफ कोर्स डेविड वार्नर और स्टीव स्मिथ प्रेजेंस इज मिसिंग इन द साइड दे आर वेरी दे लेजेंड्स ऑफ द कंट्री एंड बिग क्रिकेट प्लेयर्स इन क्रिकेट वर्ल्ड एंड या बट दे डूइंग वेल एंड आई विश देम गुड लक एज वेल Yeah. He's still last man, if you want.
Do you you sort of mentioned Alex Carey there? Do you sort of see some opportunities there with Carey not having played a lot of ODI cricket and Finch being out of form at the moment?
Do you
see some opportunities there for your team with Finch not being in form and Carey not having played a lot of?
Yeah, of course. As I said, that our ball at the same time, Bowie's very experienced as well as. Shami, so yeah, that's why in that first 10 overs we have been dominating, and I would like to do it the same way. At the same time, we respect that Finch is a great player, and of course, when you're playing against any sort of that player, you know that one inning can do so. We'll make sure that our guards are on always. Yeah.
Just on Aaron Finch, yeah. Can you tell us why you've been able to get him out so cheaply over the whole summer?
Yeah, because the boys must have seen his weakness, and they implementing their plans quite nicely, and we hitting the right areas against him, not making him, not giving him singles that easily, or even boundary options. So once you create that pressure to a batsman. It's then, in especially limited overs, that batsman gonna do something extra or take more risk to rotate the strike or to score more runs, and that's where we grabbing the opportunity.
Do you think you have a mental edge over him?
See, when a batsman is not performing, of course, as his own self-expectation, he wants to perform more, so he puts more pressure on himself as well, and then in that. And especially from a bowler point of view, they must be feeling more confident because they caught him already twice, so they'll be more confident and more clear about their plans.
Yeah.
What have you noted about Sean Marsh that he's doing differently in this one-day series, because he's scoring all the runs now, struggled or tested? Have India's plans changed to...
I feel that one day cricket is a bit different. The ball has changed. It's a white ball, and especially after a few overs, ball doesn't do that much. Whereas in Test cricket, with red ball, whenever they were playing, the ball was swinging, or you know, the ball was doing something. So last game, it wasn't doing after 7-8 overs that much, and of course he played a great knock. He built his inning very nicely, and he played a great knock, and yeah, nothing that we change our plan. I think bowlers know what to do, and you have to give respect when a opposition player plays a good knock.
three questions in Hindi. Yes.
Hanji.
रोहित के साथ बैटिंग करना क्या बात है, ये बाप बन चुका है, बाप बैटिंग कर रहा है, और जो ऑलराउंडर का जो ये हाथ होता है हार्दिक हो या केदार हो, ये इनका रोल के बारे में भी कुछ बोलेंगे रोहित और ऑलराउंडर्स को?
हाँ जी, रोहित का क्या, अच्छा बाप बन चुका है, बैटिंग का बाप या वैसे बाप, अरे दोनों में बाप बन चुका है। तो पहले तो रोहित के लिए बड़ा खुश हूँ कि वो बाप बन गया है, उसके लिए और उसकी वाइफ के लिए ऑफ कोर्स वो बड़ा खुश है, आई एम श्योर कि ही विल बी अ ग्रेट फादर। और रोहित के साथ बैटिंग करना, अब तो इतने सालों से बैटिंग कर रहा हूँ तो नॉर्मल है और बड़ा अच्छा लगता है, कंफर्टेबल है, दोनों को पता है क्या करना है क्या नहीं करना, और कुछ बोलने की ज़रूरत नहीं पड़ती, ऑटोमेटिक मोड पे चलते हैं दोनों, और हंसते खेलते रहते हैं, एक कामनेस है, पीस है, कोई मतलब एक होता है ना कि भाई जब पता कि है बंदा वो खड़ा है, तो वो चीज़ है। और दूसरा क्वेश्चन क्या था? ऑलराउंडर का, हाँ बिल्कुल, सी हार्दिक जब टीम में रहता है तो एक जो बैलेंस क्रिएट होता है वो हमारी टीम के लिए बहुत अच्छा स्ट्रॉन्ग बैलेंस रहता है, इवन जब केदार खेलता है तो वो जो जितने भी ओवर वो डालता है ऑफ स्पिन के, हमारे को बड़ा फायदा रहता है, और एक एज एक्स्ट्रा एज रहता है, और इवन आई वुड से कि केदार हमारा गोल्डन आर्म है, जब भी वो आता है वो विकेट जरूर लेता है, कितनी बार ऐसा हुआ है कि पार्टनरशिप चल रही है और वो आया और उसने वो पार्टनरशिप ब्रेक कर दी, तो बड़ा फायदा रहता है एक ऑलराउंडर, स्पेशली इवन टेस्ट क्रिकेट या शॉर्टर फॉर्मेट दोनों में ऑलराउंडर की इंपॉर्टेंस बहुत रहती है।
थैंक यू
गाइस।